Today is Tuesday, August 2nd. Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Mary Reichard.
And I'm Myrna Brown. So, Mary, have you ever noticed that an old song will hit you in a completely different way years after you first heard it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, you get older, you get wiser.
Well, world commentator Whitney Williams heard a classic 80s rock song that offers a gospel message hidden in plain sight.
In 1987, the year of my birth, rock band U2 released a gospel lament that topped the Billboard charts. 35 years later, we're still groaning.
Alexa, play I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For from Sing 2.
The new animated movie Sing 2 introduced my kids to an updated version of the song, but an impromptu guitar concert at a recent family reunion cemented it in their minds. It all started at the end of a long 100-degree day at Jellystone Park in Wichita Falls, Texas. Our barbecue buffet dinner was long gone, the pool was now closed, and the family fellowship was starting to dwindle. Just as my husband and I were calling it a night, Cousin Kirk got out his guitar. Intrigued, we and 30 or so other family members followed him toward a fireless fire pit encircled by cabins. I don't quite remember the order of Cousin Kirk's set list, but somewhere in between the lighthearted Family is Family by Casey Musgraves and a rowdy rendition of Hank Jr.'s Family Tradition, things got serious. When Cousin Kirk sang, "You broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross of my shame," my jaw dropped. Did you two really lay out the gospel like that? I quickly Googled the lyrics. Yep, they were original. I joined in for the well-known chorus. My eldest ran over. "Mom, it's the song from Sing 2!" He joined in, waving a green glow stick. Is that okay for Christians to admit, I wondered, that even in Christ we're often left longing? And what do we do with that? Take hope, writes C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity. Quote, "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world," unquote. The umpteenth time my sons requested the song, I decided to make it a teachable moment. So guys, we don't have to despair over these deep, insatiable longings, but instead we can have hope. These longings are actually like spirit-led signals of better things to come in heaven. Mom, my youngest chimed in, "How do you blow a bubble with your gum?" Oh well, at least I tried. I'm Whitney Williams.